This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Washington, D.C., I am very, very upset this morning. And there are multiple things that are causing me to be upset. Almost all of them surrounding the scenario with Terry McLaurin and what is going on. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the next Thursday and Friday on the program. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. I am upset because of what happened on Monday with Terry McLaurin. And then I'm more upset, Max, at what was said yesterday by Dan Quinn, the way that he sidestepped questions about Terry, about his excused absence on Monday, and then to an extent about when or when he is not going to be on the field practicing, calling it a not playing Where's Waldo yesterday. But here's who I'm upset about. Shockingly, it is not Terry McLaurin. I am upset at the team. And I think that's one of the very few times that anyone has been able to say that over the last 18 months since this new regime took over. They've done things really, really well. Every time we thought they might make a mistake, they seemingly did something better than we anticipated. You could highlight the hiring of Dan Quinn as the first installment of that. But I'm upset at the team. They are to blame for what has happened this week regarding Terry. It is not Terry. It is not Buddy Baker. Somebody needs to explain this to me, and you need to explain it to me like I am an idiot, like I am a child. Why on earth would a football team allow an excused absence for a game? Outside of a personal tragedy, which thankfully has not happened with Terry, because if it had happened with Terry, they would have been very quick to let us know he is excused because of something that needs his assistance that has nothing to do with football. Outside of a personal tragedy, why on earth would you excuse an absence from a game, specifically a game that is played at home? The New England thing makes at least a sliver of sense. Hey, he's not playing. We're not going to travel him. We are theoretically, he is going to stay and he's going to work out and he's going to do some treatment. He's not coming to New England. So the game against the Patriots made sense. But a home game, you're not paying for his travel. He either gets a seat on the bus or you say, hey, buddy, you got a car. We'll get you with a parking pass. Get here early so you can dip and dodge the traffic on the Beltway. There is in no world where an excused absence should be allowed. And I don't know who was the one to make the call to say, we are going to let you not come to the game. And I don't know what the reason is that they decided to make the call to not allow Terry to come to the game and just be fine with it. At a certain point, you got to put your foot down. If Terry comes to you and says, hey, I don't want to go to the game, you say, too bad. You are a part of this team. You are coming to the game. The Brian Robinson thing is different because everybody has come to the conclusion that Brian Robinson is not going to be here for much longer. We have not come to that conclusion with Terry. Terry is not getting traded, and they sure as hell are not cutting the man. Brian Robinson is going to be wearing a new jersey potentially by the end of the day, next. But at the very least, by the time we get to week one in a little over 2 weeks, Brian Robinson's wearing another jersey. We know that. He knows that. The team knows that. The players know that. Everybody is aware that Brian Robinson is not going to be here week one, 2025. If you want to send him away from the team, perfectly fine. But Terry is a completely different thing. And it was really heartbreaking to look over at the other sideline and see Trey Hendrickson there. He was there. He didn't talk to anybody. I didn't expect him to. I would not have expected Terry to talk to anybody had he been there. But you have to be there. And as the franchise, you have to make sure that he is there. Don't come to me about, well, Denton, Sam Cosmi wasn't there. Bring Sam Cosmi there. Bring everybody there. If you're a part of the team and you preach nonstop, which they did last year, about culture and building a culture and building a brotherhood. They talk about brotherhood so much, they sound like Duke basketball at times. If you talk about all of these things, you better make sure your players are there, hurt or not. It is a home game. Just get on the bus. You got plenty of buses. You have plenty of room. And if you can't make room for Terry or Sam, make them drive. Have some intern drive them. Say, you are going to be at this football game. You are going to be there. The only time we have seen Terry so far this offseason, and this is getting very obnoxious now at this point, he has signed some autographs. He hugged Josh Harris. He talked to Adam Peters. You can be there for the Bergen Eagles scrimmage, but you can't be there for the game. Why, as an organization, would you allow that? And, like, the distraction, oh, I don't want it to be a distraction, is the only thing that I can come up with. But my brothers and sisters in Christ, we crossed platform 9 3/4 to Distractionville like 10 days ago. The Terry thing is, it has been a distraction. It has long been a distraction. And it really hurts to see that the guy that we thought was the commander for life to be the one causing the distraction. But you have to have him there at that game. And then when you don't have him there, you cannot sidestep the questions about why he was not there. This is a swing and a miss, a very rare swing and a miss from the organization itself. Usually they're really good about these things. When it comes to PR lately, they've done a really, really good job about not being over the top with the anti-Terry stuff, which they have not been, to their credit. But it feels like now they're being a little too nice. Like, you need to put your foot down and say, if you are serious about some of the things that you have said about wanting to be here but just wanting to be respected, you got to respect us too, and you got to come to the game. You got to be there with your teammates, which we found out last week. Apparently, he is not there nearly as frequently as we were led to believe, based off of comments that Cliff Kingsbury made. Why are you allowing this? This is not a hold in. This feels way more like a holdout. All you're doing is just not finding the man. If he's going to act like a holdout, you might as well treat him like he's holding out at this point. And if he's not coming to a game, like, you're not holding in and not coming to a home game. Those two things, the Venn diagram for those two things, there is no overlap. Those are just two completely separate circles. This is holdout behavior, and they are just allowing it. So I'm very upset at the team itself. You got to be way better about the way that you are handling this. There should be no such thing as excused absences for football games. It just, that does not make sense to me in any way, shape, or form. And if you are going to take this approach moving forward, I can't imagine that this is going to change for the Ravens game this upcoming weekend. I hope it does, but I can't imagine it does because he was not at practice yesterday. Practice was like 45 minutes yesterday. Short practice. A lot of the work that they did at practice yesterday was on the far side of the field. They were installing some real things, it looked like, from afar. So they were doing like some really important install, and Terry is not out there. And that's where we got this line from Dan Quinn about where's Waldo. We're not going to be playing where's Waldo with Terry McLaurin. Why is he not out on the field?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You want to talk about a ramp-up process? Do your ramp-up process, if you're serious about this, why is he not ramping up on off days? Like, do you really, is that really, really important? If you take him off the pup list on Saturday, why would you not immediately start the ramp-up process completely aside in a vacuum from whatever their current schedule is versus a Sunday was a walkthrough, game on Monday, off day on Tuesday? If you're going to ramp him up to play football, to get in football shape, which is what Dan Quinn said yesterday, his process is the same as everybody else's. Shouldn't you take advantage of those days like a Sunday, like a Monday, particularly if you're not at the game? How many days do you need? Because you had four of them. You had four of them to ramp up before you get to Wednesday. And seemingly, they did not take advantage of it enough to actually get him out on the field. They got four fields out there. Four of them. You're telling me you can't put him on one of them to just do some football stuff, as Cliff Kingsbury would say, on the grass. I want feet on the grass. I want him in football shape so he can run some routes, so he can work on cutting, so you can make sure all of the soft tissue stuff is getting acclimated to actually playing football again. That's usually what we mean by football shape. Terry's in great shape. Most NFL players, not all of them, but most NFL players are in really, really good shape. You just need to get acclimated to the way that you move when playing football, because unless you're still a sicko, it's not like you're running routes in a grocery store. There was a time in life, Max, where I would occasionally run a post route in a grocery store as I'm, or maybe a deep in as I'm shifting from aisle to aisle. I don't do that anymore. I can't imagine. You still do that?
Yeah.
So Max is in football shape. I'm not in football shape. Max is in football shape.
It's more of a walkthrough than anything, but still.
So you run a little in route,
yeah,
as you
still
go from.
Hit him with that quick step.
But you need to get him ramped up. If Terry's not at practice today, practice is going to be at 1 p.m. So yesterday was at 2 p.m. Practice at 1 p.m. Dan Quinn speaking at 12:30. You'll hear that right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. I would be really, really upset if he is not out there today in some capacity at practice. Today is the first day where I feel like we should be expecting to see 17 on the field wearing some kind of burgundy and gold jersey. If not, I'm going to really, like, the panic meter is moving. It's just kind of like fluttering, right? It's just fluttering. I think I'm at what, like seven? I keep losing track. I think I'm at seven right now. If Terry's not out there today, you know he's not going to be out there Friday. Friday's a private walkthrough, which apparently they don't take advantage of because of a private walkthrough on Sunday, and they seemingly did not do enough to get him out on the field yesterday. So if he's not out there today, he's probably not going to be out there on Friday. Saturday is the game. We'll see if he shows up to the game. And then we start this whole process over again. It just feels like you're stuck in no man's land right now. And it's the guy that you never thought would be the one to stick you in no man's land. And the team right now is just kind of getting walked on. They should have activated him from the pup earlier when they knew, when they knew that this standoff was going to be longer than most of us anticipated. I thought this was going to be done like a day or two into training camp. When they got the understanding that this was not going to budge, that Terry was going to really dig his heels in, and that Buddy Baker was really going to dig his heels in, they should have activated him from the pup immediately. Sick. You're going to do this holding thing. You're not going to budge here. Awesome. Get your ass out there to practice. Get out there on the grass. At the very least, get in there in meetings. I'm very upset at the team for allowing it to get to this point where they are now just allowing excused absences from actual games. Very, very, very upsetting. There will be some positive things on the show. I promise it's not just going to be all Terry stuff all day. It does feel like the Terry stuff is getting a little bit out of control. But I was hoping this would be so far done by this point, because eventually they're going to have to cut the rosters down. And Terry will, you know, he's activated now, so he is going to account for one of those roster spots. I have no idea what is going on with Noah Brown. Like, Noah Brown is flying completely under the radar in this entire process at the moment. We know that he's hurt. No one asks questions about him. We don't really have a huge timetable on Noah Brown. We just know that he's hurt. I don't know how much you can realistically trust Noah Brown as you head into 2025 because of the slew of injuries that he has had over the past recent months. And, like, some of these aren't his fault. I don't know how you can account for, like, an internal organ injury that he suffered last year. Like, that's just one of those things where on the bingo card, you're like, I didn't have this one. This one was not one that I saw coming. But some of the other stuff, you just have to be mentally aware of that, of how much can we actually trust him. McCaffrey has been, man, I wish he was better. I watched Luke McCaffrey and I'm like, man, where is all of the things? We heard so many good things about Luke McCaffrey when they first drafted him. And you're looking at him now and you're like, man, like, where is it? Where are all of those things? I thought you were getting up early with Jayden Daniels at rookie minicamp last year. Like, where is the hard work that you were putting in translating it to the field? He's going to make the roster. At least he should make the roster. But I don't feel great about Luke. Jalen Lane, I do feel pretty good about, but I don't think he's going to come in here and be a superstar immediately. Their wide receiver group is looking very bare bones right now. If they have not already given Terry McLaurin the final offer, they need to slide the final offer across the desk and say, look, this is it. You are either going to take this or you are not, and then you are getting out on the practice field. No more excused absences. You are going to be on the field during the game on Saturday. I don't care if you're on camera. Everyone's on camera. It's not more of a distraction because he's on camera. Like, they're still talking about it. There was no absence of talking about Terry McLaurin because he was not there. It was still a big topic on their Monday night pre-show. It was still a topic throughout the course of the game. It's a preseason game. You think Troy Aikman and Joe Buck care about the guys playing in the fourth quarter? No, they don't give a damn about them, respectfully. They do not care. They shift into podcast mode, especially when the game gets blown out of proportion a little bit. And on top of that, what are you going to be, a distraction from a preseason game? God forbid you lose a preseason game. They already lost the damn thing anyway. God forbid. What is costing them more in preseason games? Terry McLaurin's distraction, or the fact that Sam Hartman can't really throw more than 10 yards down the field right now with any sort of zipper power? You answer me that question. So the idea of this being an overwhelming distraction is something that I have no time for. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. How do you feel about the way they are handling the excused absence of Terry? Do you believe that he signs something by the end of, not the end of the week because it's Thursday, but do you believe that he signs something in the next 5 days? 301-230-0980. I'll play those Dan Quinn comments for you in the off chance that you missed them. We'll take some of your phone calls when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.